the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to the Remodeler Show. It's show number 745. 745 in our original It's Your Business series. The Rev and I back in the same studio this morning. It's the day between, yesterday at the fair, tomorrow at the fair, today in the studio. And we have the remodeling crew that has been busy. We appreciate them taking time to join us. Those that are on deck this morning, Jim LaDuc, first one in the building again, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota.
Morning, Bill.
We have Paul Nelson. Nelson was the second one to show up on the lineup this morning, Nelson Construction.
Good morning, Bill.
And, of course, you can always reach Paul at 366-1116. He doesn't mind you having his cell number. And then we have Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th. Nice to have you here this morning.
Third in, but in plenty of time.
It was. And we were just talking about chickens and the fair and your kids.
Yeah, my girls are showing chickens at the Sioux Empire Fair this weekend. So the chickens are out there now, and they show tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
So maybe we can schedule them in our 10 o'clock hour, which will include a lot of 4-H and Ag Appreciation Day.
Yeah, we'll try to get the kids over there.
Okay, sounds good. All right, guys, you've been busy. It's summertime, but I know from talking with each of you a little bit, some are busier than others. I've already got the August handyman sheet, which tells me what's on sale, and I noticed two words that are usual, and those would be?
Toilets.
Well, that's one of the three.
Onyx.
That's two.
Showers?
White.
White, okay. White toilets, yeah.
Yeah, those three things, if you know those three things about handyman and you do the job, you've been doing it 60-plus years?
Yeah, longer than me. 67, 68 years. The store's been open since 1946. How you tell me how long that is, Bill?
1946? I can tell you how long it is.
66, huh?
67.
67.
And it'll be 68 for me. Born in 46 in September.
Okay, it was June, August the store started, so maybe.
So it was a month before I was born.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That is cool.
And Amazing. Easy to remember how old you are.
Yeah, I know. And I don't feel that old.
No, you don't look that old either.
I don't feel that at all. Jim LaDuc with Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, when we last talked, you were doing an outdoor sale. Did the weather cooperate for that?
Oh, it was fantastic and...
Fantastic?
Starting
big ass fantastic.
This could be a good hour.
I walked
could
into
tell
that,
already.
Didn't I? But no, we had a really great sale. Did as much business in 4 days as probably do in 2 weeks. Wow! So yeah, it was a fantastic sale.
Yes, it was. And even the kind, there he goes. He's going to tell us what kind of fan it was.
Wasn't it the crazy day sale? And I stopped just to see if Jim was going to be crazy dressed.
Was he?
And he failed me.
Jim?
Well, Paul failed me. He didn't buy anything when he stopped.
I guess we're even. This is going to be fun. If you'd like to join in the questions for the remodelers, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to stump the band a little bit. Then there's Paul Nelson. We always check Paul to see if it's been a week since he's last shaved, a couple of days. Today, maybe 36 hours, Paul. Would that be pretty close?
24.
Okay, not bad at all. More remodeling or more building right now?
Both are absolutely crazy. It's, it's good. If you looked at the numbers in the paper today, apartments, the permits are sky high for apartments. New homes, single family new homes are trailing by last year by just a little bit, but it's crazy. Everybody you talk to is swamped. So we need workers.
So, with that in mind, let's go to the call that my wife took yesterday afternoon. And she just remembered it at about 6:30 this morning. She said, oh, I should tell you about the gentleman that called and said he needed to check our roof. His name could have been Smith, Jones, Johnson. It was Rodriguez. Talked very fast and said, need to come check your roof. I'll be there at 1 o'clock today. And basically, there's hail damage out there where you live. You would tell my wife what?
The red flag should have popped up the minute that he said, I'll be on my way. A reputable company has already got more work than they know what to do with. They're not going to get in the phone book and start making phone calls. I would be very leery of that situation.
There has been some hail damage.
There's been all kinds of... Yeah.
And obviously reputable are builders or somebody that's licensed to do roofing. And as fast as he talked, he apparently didn't mention any badge number or any license number. That would be the second red flag, correct?
Yes. That would be, depending on, it doesn't matter if you're in Sioux Falls, if you're in the surrounding area, check for insurances, check. There's just, if they're calling you, there's something wrong. A good company's not going to go out and start knocking on doors. I've got an insurance company that I work with. They've sent me more hail people to call me to go look at their roofs, gutters. I'm not going to get in the phone book and call you. So that's just all kinds of don't hang up. Don't get him to come out there because they're up to something.
Let me ask you real quick. There are people that maybe are worried about their roofs. At this point, it's the warm weather. We haven't really got into the fall season. You want to do it now, if you can do it now. But from what I'm hearing and the schedule and all the work that people are doing, it's difficult.
I don't know where you would even... There was a whole lot of hail damage, and some of it's bad, some of it's not so bad. The thing with hail, it's not necessarily going to make your roof leak. It's going to knock the granules off your shingles. You're going to look in your gutter. You're going to see them. You're going to see round spots. Very seldom, unless they're great big, will they penetrate through your shingle. But if they do... Them shingles are overlapped. So it's not something that has to get done immediately. You have some time to get it done. So we try not to, once it gets cold, and we try not to shingle. Sometimes you have to. And I'm guessing this year, just to get the workload done, we'll be shingling into the cold.
All right. For somebody that is taking the call and they say, yeah, I should check my roof. What kind of a number should they ask for? Where do these people have to be licensed from? If it's a Canton or a Rock Valley or a Parker or a Hartford, are they all different in those communities? Is there a standard procedure? What should they use?
Not all communities. The state of South Dakota is not you do not have to be licensed to be a construction worker. In the city of Sioux Falls, you need a license to operate. I think Hartford, do you need one out? I don't know if you got to be licensed out there or not, but
City Hall could tell you. I would always call City Hall.
Call City Hall, the Home Builders Association. You can call out there, check to see if they're a member. Just because they're a member doesn't necessarily always mean everything's going to go good, but that's a start. Because belong to a professional organization, you more than likely they're all insured. They've got all the stuff they need, but. Yeah, City Hall's a good spot to call in all them surrounding communities.
These other guys are getting tired over here just listening, but, I want to put one more question out to you, and that is, you mentioned an insurance company was sending people to you. Is that something that insurance companies should do, they just do for you, or is it a common practice?
This one sends them to me before they turn in to the adjuster. I go out and give them a quick look and go, yeah, turn it in, or no, don't turn it in. And then hopefully I always leave my card, and more than likely I'm going to get the job. So it's just it's a little perk.
Has that class action lawsuit against Certainty Shingles
affected the inspections of the roofs?
As far as
the damage is concerned? Yeah,
there's not a whole lot of them shingles left. Okay. You still see some of them, and they're curled up. And that'll affect it. If you've got them, if you still have them on your house, the insurance adjuster is no doubt they're going to take that into play. But you don't see near as many as you used to.
Good.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk with Jim LaDuke of Lamps and Shades, Steve Swenson from The Handyman, Paul Nelson from Nelson Construction. They are the remodelers. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. If you have questions, stories to tell about people doing roofing or white toilets, onyx toilets, or anything that maybe Jim had at his little sale last month. That's all a part of the remodelers on this Tuesday. Welcome back to the Remodelers. We're on a Tuesday. In the building, we have Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, Steve Swenson, The Handyman, and Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. Steve, I see The Handyman will walk you through it again in August. That's good news. But one of the things that I do see is our staff can help you choose and measure the shower door that will fit your needs. Sounds like it might be important if you're buying a shower door.
Well, shower doors are a little bit scary. If you go to a big box store, they're on a rack, and they just fit anything. Well, they have about 2 inches of adjustment on each one of them for the width. And the height is also, you need to take the height into consideration, too. It depends on where the showers, the ends or the curl starts to have, if it has a ceiling. So, yeah, we just have a simple little way to help you measure. Measure two times across the front, down by your knees, and at your shoulders, and then the height, and have those numbers when you come into the store, and then it's easy after that.
No solder shark bite fittings on sale. What is a shark bite fitting?
Now, if you don't know about shark bite fittings, you need to learn. You used to have to, you know, solder this lead solder into a fitting into the copper pipes to make them go together, and you had to, you know, pray to God that you weren't going to burn your house down if you had to sneak back and get one, or you had to just guess that it wasn't going to squirt water out when you're done. These shark bite fittings are just phenomenal. Plumbers use them. I mean, I had a plumber buddy of mine fix something at my house, and I said, "So how much do I owe you?" And he said, "I'm just going to make an order of shark bite fittings because they're a little bit expensive, but they're magic. You just take the fitting and put it on the pipe, and that's all you have to do." I'm sure you've used them before.
It's a fitting for a dummy. If I can use it, anybody can use it.
They are so cool.
Yeah, that's Paul Nelson.
Yeah, yeah. They are so cool. I mean, I think you could probably put it on my finger, and it would hold, and be no leaks. And if you have if you want to take it apart, there's a simple little tool that you just comes apart. So they're just magic. Yeah, they're way cool if you're going to add any plumbing thing to your house. They pass code. That's just, they're magic. That's what they should have called them, magic fittings instead of shark bite.
There you go. Granite drop-ins, 219.
Granite drop-in, that's a kitchen sink. That's the black or brown, and they're really popular. And it was funny, the first time I went to a builder's house, and he had his wife lived there. This was about 6 or 7 years ago. And I said, "So, How does it go for cleanup with this? You know, we have them in the store. Well, we have one with water in it, but we don't put food in it, you know, at the store." And she says, she looked at me kind of, "You know, we've had 3 Christmases because they had, you know, one family and then the other family. And then we had 3 Christmases here, and I don't think I ever even cleaned the sink, just wiped it out with a rag." So that's a pretty fun thing to tell people. You know, they worry about a black other fixtures in your house, a bathroom, lavatory, or a toilet would be the grossest thing you could think of, black. But a black kitchen sink, it's kind of a matte finish, and they're just super easy to keep clean, and they look great. People love them.
He's Steve Swenson, The Handyman, 910 East 10th. Jim, when we, what did I do? Swenson?
Swenson?
I did say Swenson. I thought it was Swenson. What am I thinking?
Blah, blah, blah.
I was at the fair yesterday. Trust me, I'm talking chicken out there. It's
thanks,
okay.
Rev.
That's all I need is Rev helping me this morning. Ceiling fans and rebates. Jimmy?
Well, like yesterday, I got a phone call wanting to know which direction the fan was supposed to be blowing and how you can tell. And you can't use clockwise or counterclockwise because not all manufacturers manufacture them to turn the same direction for the pitch of the blades. So you have to go by where the leading edge is. If the leading edge is up, it's going to blow down. If the leading edge is down, it's going to blow up. So when it's turning, you want to know where the leading edge is and whether or not it's going to blow up or down. You want it blowing down in the summertime, creating a wind chill, and you want it blowing up at a very slow speed in the wintertime to circulate and rebalance the temperature between the floor and the ceiling.
6 months each way, or
Labor Day
a time that you change it? You
Labor Day and Memorial Day are good indicators of which direction, but the outdoor temperature should really influence that rather than a calendar date.
Rebates?
Sioux Valley still has their rebates on. And
what do people not know about that?
But it exists for one thing. What they really need to do is check with the individual power company to find out what their rebate program is. And the power companies want to give that money away, so might as well take advantage of it.
Lamps and Shades is at 2511 South Minnesota, and you have an expert in your building. Better think about Kathy. What's her expertise? You don't want to forget Kathy.
No. She's the only certified lighting consultant in the state of South Dakota. And she works primarily with people on new construction and remodeling so that they get a good lighting job planned so that people are not just picking the light fixtures on how they look or how they're going to look in their decor, but also are they going to provide the light for the activities and functions that are going to be taking place in every space.
Kind of questions you're getting right now that Kathy would get that you'd get, Jim?
Well, most people want to know what's in as far as style and finishes and that sort of thing. But other than that, people want to know if they're going to get enough light because they're probably trying to solve a lighting problem. So they want to know if the light's going to be enough. And they want to know about LED. This is probably the most exciting time in the 40 years I've been in the lighting industry because of the rapid changes in the LED technology.
People still not completely understand the LED.
Oh, that will be an ongoing process of learning about that because we all grew up and lived with the one color temperature of incandescent lighting, which is 2,700 degrees Kelvin. And now we have lights that are available in varying degrees of color temperature all the way up to absolute white. So the LED doesn't produce a blue light like the fluorescents used to do. It's really a big improvement in lighting. So LED will accomplish. And the other thing about LED is its compactness. Most people want to see just the results of the light, so they don't want to see the source or how it got there. So LED accomplishes that. You can really hide it.
He's Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. Paul Nelson, you were telling us how busy you are.
You Everybody I talk to is very busy, yes.
Busiest projects right now are more building, and we talked a little bit about that earlier. And we did talk about the price of homes that are actually doing the best, that 200 to 300,000 that are.
Yes, we've seen that 180 to 300 is very, very, that's moving. There's lots of houses being built in that range. But, man, the remodeling, we're still getting calls for remodeling, even though it's like we were talking earlier, summertime, the remodel gets, it's more outside stuff. Wintertime seems like you get more kitchens, bathrooms. But right now with all the hail damage, there's a whole lot of work being done on houses for hail.
And you are looking for additional workers that you can trust, that you can supervise, rather than just having any old crew come into town. That seems to be a better working situation.
Yes. Being involved in the home builders, we're very shy on work, on workers. And it doesn't matter what industry it is. It seems like everybody's just short. So we're working on a program to get some workforce development going. So, but yeah, it's no matter plumber, electrician, the heating, the framers, it's nobody's got enough workers.
Figured out an answer for Rodriguez that was calling. Tell him to call a home builder. They could probably use some help.
There you go.
Would that make some sense?
That would be good. Yeah. That'd be really good.
So if you get a call from somebody saying, I want to check your roof, say, have you checked for the home builders? They're needing help, right?
Yeah, they're needing help. That would be a good answer for him.
Okay. Let's get some contact information for the audience. We're about to go to our break with Fox Business News on the half hour. Jim, how do they reach you?
They can reach me at 332-6680, and we will answer the phone. Or they can drive right up to the front door at 2511 South Minnesota Avenue, which is 33rd and Minnesota Avenue.
Steve Swenson.
Handyman is on 910 East 10th Street. That's across from McDonald's on 10th Street by the viaduct. It's two blocks west of 10th and Cliff. We're there 81 hours a week, so 8 in the morning till 9 at night, all during the week and open weekends. 336-0316 or handymanhome.com.
And Mr. Paul Nelson, SEN.
Yes, myself, 366-1116. PaulNelsonConstruction.com. And I'm usually in my mobile office, so call me anytime.
Which means he's not in his electronic online office.
That's right. We do have an office. It's just we're never there.
I understand. We'll check with Paul, with Jim, with Steve when we come back. It's the Remodelers.
Hello.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. It's the Remodelers Show, and today we are in the studio with our experts, Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota, Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th, and Paul Nelson, SEN, who does have an office, but you're going to find him on his mobile office, which is 366-1116. We're going to talk chickens a little bit, but you had a busy weekend, as I understand, Steve. Do you want to share that with us?
Well, I got married.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Just like that.
Kaboom.
Hey, kaboom.
We're not going to ask how much fun.
How many people get to have their kids at their wedding? That was pretty fun. My girl stood up with me, and my little boy was my best man. So,
congratulations.
Nice. Pretty cool.
Very nice. Paul, do you have anything to top that?
No, I'm not going to go there.
It was probably working.
Actually, I went out to the hills. I'm not a motorcycle man, and we had a fundraiser for our national pack for home builders. So I borrowed my brother's dune buggy. I trailered it out there. So here's this little dune buggy running all over the hills with all the motorcycles. Had a blast. It was pretty cool.
And they treated you okay out there?
I had more bikers coming up to me, talking to me about my dune buggy, and I could care less about what their bikes were. But it was fun. Yeah, I guess you drive through the hills in a car, you don't experience until you're just putzing her. It was incredible, and I was flabbergasted on how nice the motorcycle community, the amounts of them, and the women that are driving motorcycles was incredible. It was from younger to older ladies, so yeah, I had a fun weekend.
I noticed I had a little trip down to Iowa and came back up and wondered what I'd find for cycles, trailers, this and that. The two states that I saw the most were Indiana and Alabama hauling trailers and bikes. And it was like, this is kind of interesting that we were. And they seem to be enjoying themselves. Of course, South Dakota, as you come in from the south, of course, and when you go to Sioux City, Steve would tell you they have a little picture they take of you, make you feel welcome. As you came into South Dakota, there was an officer right there as you were coming in the state, measuring the speed, and he was handing out green stamps. He was kind of busy.
Really?
Imagine that. We were talking LED, and that's an area that you have an interest. Rev was mentioning as well that it's become big in the music business. What hasn't LED become big in?
Boy, I can't, you know, if it has anything to do with lighting, LED is going to be taking over for whatever is there now, including the parking lot lighting, street lighting. It's just exploding with the advancements in the technology of LED. And as I've mentioned before, that people ask me, if I buy this LED light bulb and 17 years from now I have to replace it, is it going to be available? And the answer is probably not, because we're going to probably have gone through a couple of generations of light since then, since the time you bought the light bulb you have to replace. And one of the things I might mention to the public that, LED's life expectancy is not until it burns out. It's until it's only producing 70% of what it was initially.
So how do you know when it's 70%?
You probably...
Call Jim?
You probably, when you notice that you need more light. So,
Paul. Are the prices coming down at all? Because I know at first they were pretty expensive. And they still are... considerable more, but are they coming down?
Yes. We've gotten price decreases in the last couple of months on certain LED bulbs. The light fixtures that have LED built into them, where you don't even have a bulb to change, the price on those have come down considerably as well.
When I asked you that, you said up front...
Oh,
just explain. I know what you meant, but explain what that is all about.
Yeah, the upfront cost of the LED bulb is relatively expensive. But this, when you take it in consideration of the savings in electricity and the savings of not having to replace a bulb, you know, those replacement bulbs, and in a business where you have to pay somebody to replace bulbs, that's really an expense.
Yeah. We're doing a remodel job in the Valvoline stores, and we went to all LED lights. And so just for that reason, they're on all day long.
Exactly.
You know, you pay for it up front, but over the long haul, you're going to save all that back.
And not only that, but you're also going to save in not having to air condition that much more from the heat that they produce, or your
we put
or don't produce
LED bulbs in our handyman showroom a couple years ago, and the first thing we noticed that the lights were a little bit different. We had spotlights, you know, the lights was a little bit different, but we did it in the summertime, and you could instantly tell the air conditioner was it's like it even messed with the thermostats. It just cooled the whole building down. Never had those. We have, I don't know, 500-600 spotlights in there.
Yeah.
And it made a huge difference. In the wintertime, sometimes the furnace wouldn't even run before because it was heated with electric light bulbs. No, that's not the case.
And if you've had them in there for a couple of years, you're really starting to notice the savings.
The electricity bills are definitely cheaper.
And the fact that you're not having to replace those bulbs.
We haven't. I think we've replaced six the whole time out of 600. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Paul, as you do remodeling and you also do building of homes, the LED, has it changed the look in the homes? Does it make it even better? Does it bring out the flaws that maybe people might find?
Jim, and you'll have to help me on this one. I think the only LED lights that in my houses would be the under cabinet lights.
They could be the flush mounts too. I don't know what you put in recently, but I think they're still
the old school.
Okay, but our most popular are the flush mounts and the pendant lights so far. And exterior lights. The nice part about the exterior lights is not only the fact that they're energy savings, but since they produce no infrared, which is heat, or ultraviolet, they don't attract bugs. So an exterior light is a given for LED.
Sometimes we have a budget we have to stick with. So that's why I don't think that I've went in the price of house I've been building lately, I know I haven't went to the LED lights.
How much of a difference would there be in a $150,000, $200,000 house?
That's a Jim question, because I don't know what the light fixture cost jumps to.
Probably in the LED fixtures that you would put in there, there would probably be $150 to $200 more for the difference between the fixtures that you would normally put in and the LEDs.
Do you find people, when they're helping instruct as to what they want in a house, that they're now bringing up things like LED as to how it will look, how expensive it will be? Does it figure out on paper?
Usually, I mean, your home buyer today is very educated with the internet, so they've got a pretty good idea before they come to you. They pretty much know what they want. Sometimes their budget gets, they don't get everything they want, but the homeowner's very educated. That internet, they can look up. I mean, they can have their whole house picked out for color wise, fixtures, plumbings. I mean, they can have, I mean, they walk in and boom, here, this is what we want. So, and then all I have to do is try to figure out, okay, does it fit their budget? So that's what we do.
Yeah, a lot of the customers that we deal with will come in with specific questions for clarification on what they've learned online. So they want, they're not quite certain that they understood what they were researching. So,
and a lot of the LED bulbs fit in, and we'll call it old-fashioned light fixture, that they make bulbs that fit in them. The new fancy ones come in new funkier ways, like under cabinet lights or something, but otherwise they all have, it's called an Edison base that you can just, you can always upgrade to the LEDs.
Yeah, but you have to be careful. You can't just use them in all cases, a replacement for a standard incandescent, like an enclosed fixture. If you put it in an enclosed fixture, it's not going to be able to get rid of the heat the way it has to, and that'll shorten the life of it considerably.
336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. The numbers to call. Rev is on the phone right now talking, and the caller apparently may know more than I do, so we're going to let him move right along. But if you do have questions, these guys are available, whether it's during the hour that they join us a couple of times a month or in their store. You guys invite calls. You said Jim was just making the point that people will read it online and they'll want a clarification.
Yeah, that's something we enjoy doing, is helping a customer understand the new technology. Because the more informed they are, the better choices they can make.
And Steve, you constantly tell people you'll walk them through it, and that
a lot of times people, like if you go and get them pick out a faucet in our store, we have like 350 over 350 faucets. So they look at you and roll their eyes and say, okay, where do we start? That's what I mean by walking through it, because they know they want something cool. They want probably a brushed nickel faucet. They want to know if they can get one, you know, if she spend $100 or $200 for it. And, you know, how is it going to look in my bathroom? You can touch it and feel it there. We have them in stock, so we just carry, you know, almost all of them. We just carry in a box back out for you. But it's the walk you through it part. We have 45 different white toilets. We help you figure out what the difference is. I mean, it's ridiculous that we have 45 different toilets, but we sell them all. And they're different. They are different heights. They're different. They're elongated and not. And they're from different manufacturers. They all flush really well. Some of them really flush well. Some of them are easier to clean. Don't have this called a skirted toilet that doesn't have you can't see the trapway and stuff on it. That's one of the cool ones. There's just lots of different stuff that most people build a house or remodel a house once every 10 years. I mean, you know, not even. And we keep up on it like all the time. We change toilets all the time. and so we're just a good help for you, you know, to help you think about things that you normally don't think about.
The other thing that you can find, too, with a handyman is you have a monthly sales flyer that comes out. You go to your website. You get a lot of ideas there as to what you have, what's trending.
Yep. We always try to put the trendy stuff in and the most stuff that people want to buy, you know.
When a homeowner's got, let's say, a dripping faucet and they want to replace the washer in it, how do they know what washer to, you know?
Yeah,
there are so many prepackaged.
People constantly come into the store, and hopefully they've taken a picture of their faucet on with their phone or something, and then we help them try to further diagnose what the problem is. And it depends on some of them are easy. You can hand them a $2 thing and say, put these in. The Moen faucets have been lifetime warranty since 1987, I think, or 88.
Okay.
So we have a $13 cartridge that we just give them, we sell them the $13 cartridge, and then we tell them how to pull the thing out, and they go home, take it out, and then bring a receipt back, and we give them their money back, and they get, you know, we're not supposed to do that, but Mullen doesn't yell at us too bad for it.
Not unless they're listening.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to send them to 1-800, call Mullen, and then they send them the parts, and that takes days, but we can get them fixed the same day most of the time.
All right. We need to take a break. We'll be back. Let you hear more from our handyman crew, the Nelson Construction, S-E-N, Swenson, S-O-N, the handyman, and Jim LaDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, all a part of our show on this Tuesday. Callers wanting to know contact information on our remodelers. We'll start with Jim LaDuc.
They can reach me at 332-6680 or come into the store at 2511 South Minnesota Avenue. It's just 33rd in Minnesota.
Steve Swenson.
Handyman is on 910 East 10th Street over by the viaduct across from McDonald's. 336-0316.
And Mr. Paul Nelson, S-E-N.
Paul Nelson, 366-1116, paulnelsonconstruction.com.
We mentioned some rebates earlier. You've got a rebate going.
Yeah, I was talking toilets. I should have talked about the $75 city rebate. If you change a toilet out that's not, that's a 3.5 or a 5 gallon flush toilet, which there's lots of them out there still. If you change that out to a new one that has flushes with 1.6, the city pays you $75 for the first one.
And that's City of Sioux Falls.
Yep, only, City of Sioux Falls. And $75 for the first one and $50 for the next two. I think you can switch out three. But that $75 goes a long way to buying a new toilet. We have some that start at $88. So,
business or just residential?
Just residential. I think business can do it. I think it's $50.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about a topic that always fits in this show, and that deals with people that are looking to remodel and then to sell the home. What are the priorities? Paul, when we start with that, I know you're doing some remodeling, and people often have one eye to, it's not how soon, but eventually when they'll sell the house. What kind of advice do you give them as far as spending money and remodeling?
Well, it's always I always find it interesting when we start talking about remodeling. And my first question is, how long are you going to be here? Sometimes it's, well, we have no intentions of selling. And sometimes, well, that's why we're doing it. And I always tell the ones that are going to, that tell me it's going to be a long time, I go, let's remodel for what you want right now. But let's keep in mind that life changes and you might have to sell. Because sometimes, and you got to be careful so you don't insult anybody, but there's times where sometimes what they want for themselves, the neck, they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot because it's not something that's going to sell. So you kind of got to play that way game. So, you know, you they're remodeling it for themselves. So that's kind of got to overweigh. But, man, we've ran into some stuff where it's like, are you really for sure? So and that's in the whole process is you sit down, you visit with them. You figure out what they want. You point them in the direction. You know, I got to take their lead. They kind of take my lead, and we make it work. So you never know what situation's going to come up.
One of the things that a lot of real estate people encourage them to do is make a list of the improvements they have made so that they know. It might be a product that Jim has, Steve has, or that you have just done. That can be an impressive list if you post that as people come into the house.
Yes. And one of the simple things that I think, and we've talked about it, there's more, just changing out faucets or changing out your doorknobs, a coat of paint. It's incredible how you go into somebody's house and we're going to remodel and I go, when was the last time you painted? 12, 15 years ago, especially ceilings. Everybody knows the old popcorn ceiling. They usually never paint them. We just did a house and did some remodeling, and we're painting that popcorn ceiling, and that stuff got that new paint on it, rolled right off on our roller. It's like, oh. So a guy really should touch up, get them, you know, 12 years to 15 years is too long not to be painting your walls because you're gonna pay for it when you paint it that after that long because it drinks a whole lot of paint. So,
Steve, from your end, as people come in and they start thinking about remodeling, colors are important because if they go too far off the wall, that's where the word white works
really
well.
You gotta stay. You gotta stay middle of the road. You know, same with. When you asked that question, I thought, you know, you've put a new kitchen sink in, not a new kitchen. You know, kitchen cabinets are tens of thousands of dollars, and a kitchen sink's a few hundred bucks. A new kitchen sink and faucet can make the whole kitchen seem newer and a coat of paint. And same with the bathroom.
The showers, place that a lot of people look.
And a shower is the hardest thing to replace in a bathroom. The vanity and top is, you know, a half a weekend and a few hundred bucks and your bathroom can get really, and some new towel bars and it'll make a whole new look in the bathroom. It, you know, if the shower's not good, you need to replace the shower and we have lots of ways you can do that. But that's by far the hardest thing to change in the bathroom. You know, the toilet comes out in and out in 30 minutes, probably takes longer to take it out of the packaging than to mount, bolt the thing to the floor. The tops, the faucet and towel bars, you know, it can be a whole different bathroom with like I said, just a half a weekend, you know, deal.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll give you a chance when we get back, Jim. But we're going to talk a little bit more to the remodelers this morning on this Tuesday. Welcome back. The remodelers on our last leg this morning. We were talking about selling a house, putting it on the market, and when you make some changes. Keeping that in mind, what would you say on lighting, Jim?
Well, particularly when they're selling the house, they want to, and I'll reemphasize what both Paul and Steve said, that they don't want to go way out on, they want to stay pretty much in the middle of the road. They want to make sure that all the bulbs are working in their light fixtures and that... that the room does look light, because the darker it is, the smaller it looks. So if you want it to look more spacious, you want it a lot brighter.
All right, let's get to the chicken. We're going to talk maybe with your girls tomorrow at the fair. We'll be out there 9 to 11. You were saying they're showing chickens tomorrow morning?
They show chickens at 9 to 10 approximately. It takes about an hour. And Paul said, how do you show a chicken? You show a chicken just like you show a sheep or a cow. You put it on a judge's table, and the judge comes and sees how good a chicken it is, and if it's got the right color legs, and if its beak is in good shape, and if it's clean, and then they give you prizes for it. And if you get a purple ribbon, they give you a little bit of money. So... And
are this year's crop of chickens with your family good?
Well, they're looking pretty good. We'll get a couple purple ribbons, I think.
And again, 4-H is important for kids.
Oh, they love it. We have a farm guy that lives out by us that his place is about like Ronald McDonald's, about like the Ronald McDonald fair. He could just bring all his animals and that would fill up that building for him. So they're in our 4-H group, and so it's always fun to... You know, have the kids get to be around all that stuff.
Whatever happened to the blue ribbons, huh? How did it get to purple?
Purple is the best. Blue is still first place, and okay. Red is second. If you get a purple ribbon, you qualify to go to the state fair.
Okay.
And they so get you want a purple and a blue?
You want a purple. Purple's the best. And then if you get the very best, you get the grand champion, and then you get a trophy.
Okay.
We had the grand champion about 3 or 4 years ago. That was pretty fun.
Nice.
Sophie did, yep.
Very nice. Okay, last minute, how people reach you. And I know people want to reach you because they're telling us.
332-6680 and 2511 South Minnesota Avenue, 33rd in Minnesota.
And that's Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. How about Steve Swenson, the handyman?
Handyman Home Remodeling is at 910 East 10th Street. That's... just two blocks west of 10th and Cliff, 336-0316.
And it's your 68th anniversary.
Yeah.
This year. I know that. Paul, how about you?
Paul Nelson Construction, 366-1116, paulnelsonconstruction.com.
We know that they'll walk you through it. They'll take care of you. All you got to do is call these gentlemen. They are the remodelers. They're good at what they do. They'll help you whether you want to stay in the house or move out. I'm Bill Zortman. Our time's up. Thank you for yours.